Hi everyone. Welcome to Time Travel Through Clothing. This is my first podcast, so it's really exciting. And today I really want to focus on the topic of memories through clothing. It's something I've wanted to explore through these podcasts slash blog posts. So yeah, like listen in. Today I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite pieces of clothing and has like all these memories attached to it. It was the first thing I thought of when I started this project. So yeah, I thought it would be perfect to talk about. So basically, if you scroll under where this podcast is going to be posted, I'm going to leave a picture of the shirt, and it's this red cowl neck shirt with mini spaghetti straps. And I wore this recently, actually, summer of 2020. It was kind of awful because I was in such a bad mood because of COVID-19. And, I think it's hard to like see people. So I kind of turned to shopping a bit. And I remember I found this top from Garage. I think it was about like $15. And I instantly fell in love with it because I'm such a red person. I love the color red. I feel like it just represents me. So I had to get it. I had so many vibes attached to it. I remember getting it to my house, shipped, and opening it, and I tried it on right away. And I instantly loved the way it looked on my body. It almost like is a shirt that you can dress up and then dress down. So yeah, I was really excited to wear this shirt. And actually, I remember I had been talking to this guy for a long time, and we decided to go out on a date. So in my area, actually, at the time, we didn't have any cases, so it was kind of perfect. And we thought, okay, well, we haven't been anywhere, and we've been quarantining, so why don't we just see each other and yeah, like see how it goes. So we met up, and we were gonna go for ice cream, just a little simple date. And it turns out the ice cream place is closed. And I should mention, for this date, I wore this red cowl neck top because I loved it so much and I wanted to wear it out. So yeah, we were walking around, and this guy says to me, "Oh, you've never climbed a tree before." And I was like, "No, I've never done that. I don't." I was not even dressed for the occasion. I dressed so nice. It was my first time kind of getting out of the house in a while. So I wasn't really like prepared to climb a tree. But anyways, I did. And it was so scary. I remember my legs were shaking like crazy. And he was trying to, talk to me and make sure I was okay. And I was not okay. I was really not. I was like, get me down from this tree. And I remember I think we stayed up there for about like 20 minutes, and then he's like, "Okay, like let's come down." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm not dressed for this." And he's like, "It's okay, I'll help you." So I remember I stepped on his foot coming down from the tree. I felt so bad, but I was like, I don't even know how to move in this outfit. I'm wearing like these tight jeans, this beautiful top. You know how you dress for dates sometimes when you're excited. But it's funny because I remember like I was so like nervous about that date, and like even climbing the tree, that was crazy. Like I never thought I'd do something like that, and I did. And but like I felt like wearing this top, I felt so confident, and I really like hid that nervous side of myself, even though I was like so scared out of my mind in this stupid tree. I don't know, it didn't show because of what I was wearing. So I think it was so interesting the effect that, clothing has. And honestly, I didn't really take that into consideration until I was in a lecture with Professor Kim in week 10, and we talked about, the memories and nostalgia attached to clothing. And I was like, oh my gosh, this, makes so much sense with the situation. And I immediately thought to this top. So I was like, oh, like I need to include this, obviously. So yeah, on the date, like we got down from the tree, and I had my first kiss with this guy in the top. And I don't know, every time I pick up the shirt now, I think back to that moment and how I haven't been out of the house in so long. I wanted to look, presentable for the first time because I am not a person to wear sweats all the time, and now I'm kind of accustomed to it. I'm someone who like dresses up. I want to go out all the time, but obviously we can't do that right now. So I've kind of adapted to wearing sweatpants and hoodies, and yeah, sometimes you don't even feel like getting dressed, but that's besides the point. I obviously dress up for this, date. And yeah, like I don't know, every time I look at this shirt, I think back to that moment and like the good vibes I was feeling, but not even like because of the date, but like the dress or the shirt itself. I don't know, like it's the way I was dressed that made me feel that way, and the confidence. And I feel like now, like it's a top that's a staple in my wardrobe. I always wear it, like when I go out, if I'm going out, or in the future when I go out, I know I'm gonna wear that top because it's so versatile and I can wear it casual, I can wear it dressed up. So yeah, like that was a shirt that I really thought of, and I don't know, it's funny, I never really thought of the memories attached to clothing. It was insane. And I feel like now I have that nostalgia of being on this beach, because basically where I was in this where this ice cream shop was located, it was right by the lake, and I had like sand and everything, and I thought it was so cute, and there was like music playing and like this forested area, so there was so much going on there. And yeah, like I didn't really know how to like dress for it. So yeah, like I said, I ended up dressing up a little bit, even though I wore running shoes, so I did dress it down, in jeans. But I have this nostalgia now where I think back to that moment and I'm like, wow, like I wish I were back there, because now I'm sitting in front of a computer all day, and I'm sure, you guys are too. And like right now I'm writing this piece for Time Travel Through Clothing, and I'm sitting in my room by myself. I haven't been out of the house in days, in my track pants right now. So like thinking back to that moment, and just even touching the top or looking back at photos with the top, it's insane how you're almost transported to that moment. And that's why I really wanted to name this piece Time Travel Through Clothing, because it's almost like you're traveling back in time to that moment and remembering it. And like Professor Kim had said in the lecture, it's like this tangible piece of clothing holds so many memories. And it's so interesting, how that happens. And it's almost like, the garments you love the most are like a second skin, and you always want to be in them and wearing them. So I felt like that's what that garment is for me. And sure, like I have, so many garments I keep, because it has so many memories. Like, as a kid, I had this zoo camp, I don't know if you're from Toronto, you understand, but it's this zoo camp t-shirt, and it has a little zebra on it that says Toronto Zoo, because I did the zoo camp program when I was, I think, like 6 or maybe like 5. I think I was 5 actually, or 4, I don't know, but around that age. And I don't think I was in school. No, I was in school. I don't know how young I'm thinking. Anyways, this was during the summer, and I would go like every year, and we would do zoo camp. And I still have that top because, like childhood memories, it transports me back to that moment. And I'm thinking, oh, like, the memory is attached to that shirt. And I remember, like, I did all these things with the animals there. Like, I remember we got to watch the lions being fed. I thought that was the coolest thing ever, because, who gets to see that as a kid? And we, it was an opportunity to create so many friendships. And yeah, like, it takes you back to when you're a kid and you have like less responsibilities. And I know, like, I'm only like 18, so I'm still a kid, but I'm not, at that age where you don't have responsibilities. And yeah, like, I don't know, it just really makes me think about like how time goes by so fast. So that was another item that, has this memory effect on me. But I really wanted to talk to you about this cowl neck red shirt, because it is something recent in my wardrobe, but at the same time, I don't know, I had such a connection to it. And I don't know if it's the experience that I had within that shirt. I know that after you're gone, your clothing kind of represents who you were. So, and the experience you went through, right? So I kind of think it was the experiences within that shirt, but also the way the shirt made me feel at the same time. So I think that's, really interesting to work at, and look at in certain situations. I'm so sorry. I keep saying, so often, and I know I say that a lot. I said it again, but yeah, I'm just, trying to get to the point here. And throughout this piece, Time Travel Through Clothing, I really, want to look at my family members' wardrobes and, memories attached to certain pieces of their clothing. I feel like that's really important to look at. And I feel like it's not really considered by a lot of people. So I think that's what drew me so much to this topic. And also, the way Professor Kim, explained it in the lecture, I just felt, I don't know, such a connection. And I think that's why I want to do this topic. So I'm choosing to interview in my next kind of podcast, my mom. she picked a really cool thing to talk about. So I'm excited to sit down with her. And I picked my sister because, of course, I have to pick my sister. She's going to talk about a cool piece in her item. I actually don't know what that is yet. So I will be surprised as much as you guys will. And I picked one of my best friends. It's really funny because we shared so much time together since we danced for about 13 years on a competitive team. So she's actually going to talk about a dance piece that holds memories. And it's funny, I don't really think of costumes as nostalgic, but they are. I think I'm more drawn to everyday clothes, but when I pull out a costume, it's like I'm thinking back to that moment in time. I have that shared experience, and I remember my favorite dances and, the way it made me feel, and the costumes you hate, you remember how that makes you feel. And I tried not to keep the costumes I hate, but at the same time, I feel like I need those memories, and I think it's good to have a limited selection of things from your past. So I did keep some costumes that I did not like as much. But at the same time, I think now that, I don't know, I'm aware of this concept of memory in clothing and nostalgia and, human imprint, I can really appreciate what I have more and really find the importance of clothing and, material. And yeah, I don't even know how to explain it myself, and I don't know if I'm doing a good job of explaining it, but I think we can all connect to different emotions that clothes give us. So, and this is something that also drew me into, the fashion program and, looking into fashion, because I think it's so important. And a lot of people don't even realize. I remember, in my school, in high school, I was talking to my friends and they're like, "Oh, you're going into fashion. What can you do with fashion?" And I was like, "Well, there's a lot of things that you can do with fashion. It's so important, sustainability and, we wear clothing every day, right? So it is an important industry, and we're always shopping, and we're always, there's people looking for the new trends and everything like that. So, it's important to have this talked about, and that's why I love this class so much, because we do discuss, really important issues relating to fashion. And I feel like this is such an example of something that's connected with me. And I wanted to share that with all of you. I've never done a podcast before, or a recording, or whatever you want to call this. So it's kind of intimidating at first, but I feel like the more I do this, the more comfortable I'll get. And it's really weird just talking to my phone. I'm doing this on voice memo. I don't know if that's the right way to do it, but this is the way I've decided to do it. So yeah, I don't know. I kind of like it. It's kind of weird talking to nobody, but at the same time, I know there's going to be people listening in the future. So I think that's really fun. But yeah, that was my little spiel or introduction into time travel through clothing. I hope you guys check out my post about time travel through clothing. That's one of my first posts under my blog posts. And then after that, I will be posting this podcast and a couple podcasts after explaining nostalgia and memory related to clothing. So I hope you guys check that out. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you in the next podcast. Have a good day.